Mayor Bennett, thank you for being with us this week for this edition of Ask the Mayor. We wanted to start by kind of recapping. You had some good economic job news recently. We had the announcement that there's going to be a new distribution center for Casey's General Stores. Can you tell us what other kinds of jobs, new businesses are you trying to entice to come to Terre Haute?
Well, we're working with a couple of it's distribution related. It's getting products to the marketplace, and we're finalists with two of those right now that are pretty exciting opportunities. And I really believe, though, this is going to be a good year for us here locally, because I'm seeing a lot of these finalist positions that we're in, but there's two that are very specific that I'm feeling really, really good about. One that'll make their decision in the next 30 to 45 days, and another one's probably about 6 months away. But those would be two very big wins for us, and kind of fall into this same thinking of why they want to locate here is because of our strategic location.
We just saw the close of the recent legislative session, and you said one of the issues that came out that might affect Terre Haute is the allowing legacy TIFs to sunset. Can you tell us how that would affect downtown Terre Haute specifically?
Yeah, in a negative way. You know, there's been a push in the legislature to kind of deal with the use of TIF districts across the state. There have probably been some mayors and some county councils and commissioners and others who have pushed the limits of the law for TIF districts. We have not done that in Terre Haute and Vigo County. It hurts us here specifically because they went after the legacy TIFs, which means those TIF districts that had no end date. So ours will be sunset in 2025, July 1st of 2025. We've got, you know, the rest of this year and into next year, and then that 10-year clock starts. And we've had $220 million investment in our downtown area in the last 7 or 8 years. And probably 90% of that would not have happened without a TIF district, which means we can take revenues that these new facilities generate via property taxes and reinvest into that area, the designated area. And it's unfortunate because there's a lot of things on the horizon that we might be able to do downtown, but you have to have those incentives to kind of close the deal. So I'm very frustrated by that action.
Last year was the year of the river, where there was a lot of attention focused on joining Terre Haute more closely to the Wabash River, but obviously that work goes on.
The city's focus is primarily south of Ohio Street, south of this Cherry, Ohio government complex area, where our focus is to rehabilitate properties that are contaminated, you know, that needs to be done. We've acquired two and we've cleaned up one. We're working on a second one now. Once we get those cleaned up and can get them back in private hands, that's the goal. So it takes several years to do that. So we're working that side of it. We will also be putting a new park in down by I-70, where we acquired the lagoons from International Paper. We're doing some other related work to our wastewater treatment plant and stormwater, but we have about a 40-acre lake down there that'll end up being that we will turn into a public access point with a trail that goes from Fairbanks Park all the way down there and around the DNR property at the south end of that. So it's going to be a huge public benefit. Most of that work will be done later this year, and hopefully we'll have it open next spring, year from now. We're also putting a dog park in Fairbanks Park that kind of ties in to bring people to the riverfront. So that's kind of our specific areas.